escape. For half an hour in the sun today, she dipped into her book, while her dog did lizard patrol at the speed of bouncing, barking light, and her cat worshipped the sun in closed-eye bliss, and the birdsong around her flowed into the story, and she slipped into the part of the heroine of yore as easily as into a silk gown, or a long-loved poem, or a silvered sonata tinkled on the piano she had loved since she was 7, and the rest of the story's characters took on the faces and voices of her oldest friends. What comfort there is in those with whom you share bad, sad, and glad, sifting the chaff and keeping the grain. At the end of the chapter, she dutifully stopped, but paused a while before answering the call of her work, drawing her inside and back to the 21st century. She turned her open book upside down on her lap, not yet ready to slip in the bookmark that one of her children had made for her when they were very, very young. She needed a moment to wander out of the story and into the sunshine, and to reclaim her own name, and to package the slow-paced richness of her storybook meanderings, breathed into her casket of treasures, softly this Saturday.